Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But we are blessed, we'll put it that way. And therefore, I welcome the aforementioned Dave McCormick. How are you, sir?
Oh, thanks for having me, Bob. I'm great. Having a great day. How are you?
I'm almost always great, yes. So we'll share that today. Now, tell me a little bit about, and your background is extraordinary, so don't worry, you know, you don't need to be self-effacing. Your credentials, your accomplishments over the years are just extraordinary, and we're honored to have you offer your services to the state of Pennsylvania. But tell the audience about some of your background, starting from your roots here in PA.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. You know, I feel blessed. I'm somebody that really has lived the American dream and really had the benefit of all the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has to offer. I was born in Washington, Pennsylvania, but my parents moved to Bloomsburg when I was a young kid. And I grew up like probably many of your listeners did. I grew up hunting deer on the first Monday after Thanksgiving, and my folks had a farm, and I baled hay and trimmed Christmas trees. We had Christmas trees on our farm for a number of years, and I was the a busboy at the McGee Hotel. You may remember the McGee Hotel, Bob.
I had a radio station. I owned a radio station in Bloomsburg. Yeah, I remember the McGee. Yep.
The groaning board, right? The groaning board. And I wrestled and played football, and you know, every place from Chickalimmie to Shikshinny to Thielens Grove, and that wrestling got me into West Point. And so West Point took me to the Army. I wrestled at West Point. I was the captain of the team there, and then served in the 82nd Airborne Division, and was the Ranger, and served in the first Gulf War. And that experience.
And Dave, I think it merits mentioning that coming out of West Point, the U.S. Army Military Academy, you had your choice of jobs and where to serve, and you took one of the toughest.
Oh, I took. Listen, the All American Division is the 82nd, and it's the Rapid Deployment Force, and you get the greatest young soldiers there because they have to volunteer for the Army and volunteer for the Airborne. And it really taught me and left with me a deep appreciation for our great country. And, you know, you have these people are willing to sacrifice themselves from all over our country. And so that really left a mark on me, the duty honor country of West Point and the service in the 82nd Airborne. And I left the Army and I came back to Pennsylvania. I went to Pittsburgh and was fortunate enough to join a company there. I was hired to join a company which became a real success story called Free Markets. I became the CEO. And we created about 600 jobs in Pittsburgh, and we're really part of the revitalization of Pittsburgh. And that was really where I learned about, you know, making payroll. And I learned about the challenges of our economic climate as a business leader. And then from there was asked to serve in the government, where I did in the Bush administration, where I was a senior executive in national security area. I negotiated and sort of went head-to-head with the Chinese on a number of different issues. And then finally, the last chapter of my career until now has been leading Bridgewater, which is a big investment firm, in Connecticut. And during that whole time, I've stayed close to Pennsylvania. That family farm I mentioned, I own. So I'm a Pennsylvania taxpayer, and my high school buddies are still some of the closest people in my life. And so
yeah, you got a great commercial with them, Dave. You have a, I mean, those two guys at the bar—that's priceless.
Those guys, and listen, those guys have been busting my chops for 45 years, so they weren't acting.
It didn't seem to be scripted. I know. Well, all right. On your background, and what people may not know what Bridgewater is, but it is for the audience. It's the largest hedge fund on the planet. The most successful hedge fund on the planet. And Dave McCormick is the head of it. Now, David, you, we're getting all kinds of negative ads running, which to me is a good thing because it demonstrates that somebody fears you. Do you care to take any of those charges
Let me take that. So the attack to both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Are your phone skipping out a little bit on us, Dave?
I said the attacks are bipartisan. They're coming from the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the questions that I do want to address is China, because I think China really poses a risk to our economy, to our economic security, to our national security. And I think we really need to have a whole of nation strategy to address it. And so the case I'll make to the great people of Pennsylvania is that, listen, you need terrific, experienced people to take that fight. People that understand the military, understand the risk of Chinese military modernization, people that understand the economy and understand how to create jobs and make sure we're getting fair deals and trade relations that are appropriate and fair, and really bring home the supply chains for pharmaceuticals and advanced technology that are so critical to America. And so my experience as a business person, we had 2% of our revenue was from China, so this wasn't a huge part of our business. But that experience and the experience in the military and the government is exactly what's suited. And this was one of the things I appreciated about President Trump, was he made the case to the voters very successfully that his business experience across a wide range of things would make him a tough negotiator for America. And that's the case I'll make, too, and I think I have the track record to prove it.
And we now have a crew in Washington, other than their absolute lunacy, none of them has ever signed the front of a check. So they don't have any clue about the economy, how jobs are created, business. They have no clue about anything. We're talking with Dave McCormick. He's Republican candidate for United States Senate, the seat being vacated by Senator Toomey, Pat Toomey. We're going to take a break, and Dave, indulge us with our great sponsors, and we'll come back and talk about the issues that are important to you and that you'd like to highlight on your first appearance here on WILK. We're being joined by Dave McCormick. He is a Republican candidate for United States Senate. And let's ask, you were with Bridgewater, and have you left Bridgewater formally, or do you still retain a position there?
No. I resigned several weeks ago, and I'm like the Vikings. I've left my foreign shore, and I've burned my boat, and I'm fully dedicated to trying to be a great candidate for the U.S. Senate.
That's great. All right. So we talked a little bit about these faux controversies that Bridgewater invested in China and so forth. I mean, how are you not supposed to invest in China if you're a global investment firm? I don't see anything from it, but anytime you want to talk about that, we will. But for now, let's talk about issues. What are the issues, number one, that made you run and that since you've made the decision have become preeminent to you?
Well, thanks. Afghanistan captured my attention as a combat veteran and a proud American, and just seeing the humiliation, the lack of accountability, the lack of strategic thinking, and the way that whole thing was handled. It was just a national embarrassment. And we saw another version of that the other night with President Biden's a press conference, where that same sort of mishandling is really creating risk, because it's inviting bullies to test the competence and the strength of America. But it's really indicative of a broader set of decisions that are really elevating weakness and wokeness in our country. And we see the weakness in the policies of the Biden administration. These are the issues I hear when I meet people across the Commonwealth. Economic policies, huge spending, socialist spending plans that are driving inflation and creating huge debt burdens for future generations. Terribly misguided energy policy that's not only hurting energy workers here in our great Commonwealth, but it's making us dependent on foreign energy resources. If you can believe it, we were a net exporter under President Trump, or a net importer under President Biden. And then finally, that's driving prices at the pump, which we're all experiencing. And then the final thing is just what's happening on our borders, which is really a huge humanitarian tragedy. But it's affecting the people of the Commonwealth because you see it in a huge uptick in the number of illegal immigrants coming across the border. That's driving an increase in fentanyl in the Commonwealth. That's contributing to some of the spikes in crime we see in the urban areas and really creeping into the suburbs.
And don't forget COVID. We uncovered COVID. The flights that came into Scranton, and they were denied originally. I brought it on the air on the 22nd based on information and proof provided me by members of this audience. And then we went with it, and it went national, and they could deny it no longer. Dave McCormick joining us, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate here in Pennsylvania. Dave, and I know you're pressed for time, but if you could just give us, I guess, your closing argument, or here's why I want to be and should be your U.S. Your Republican candidate for U.S. Senate.
Well, yes. First of all, I hear I'm a little spotty, so sorry about that. I think we all know the cell phone coverage in our part of the state's not as good as it should be. But I'm going to be in Wilkesboro later this evening, and I'm going to be holding a reception at Isabella's with former White House Communications Director under President Trump, Hope Hicks. And we'd love to have anybody who's listening stop by between 6:30 and 8 and love to meet you all in person. And then tomorrow is the two state Republican caucuses in the area, the Northeast Caucus, Northeast Central Caucus in Lehigh Valley, and the Northeast Caucus up near Scranton. And in both of those caucuses, I'll be making the case to those delegates of why I think it'd be a great senator. And in a nutshell, you know, it's essentially the fact that I'm a battle-tested, you know, Pennsylvania kid, battle-tested Pennsylvania true. And I just love the
literally battle-tested, like literally battle-tested.
That's right. And I would think it's a great privilege to be able to represent the people I grew up with and the people of this great Commonwealth, and really grateful for the opportunity to be with you today, Bob. Thanks.
Well, Dave, I told Jess, your communications person, I said anytime he wants to talk to the people of Northeast Pennsylvania, he is welcome. Thank you for being on. Good to hear from you, and I hope to hear from you again.
Hey, I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
Take care. Dave McCormick, Republican candidate for United States Senate here in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to replace Pat Toomey.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.